All right, hey Brandon, I just listened to your most recent booze. I like your idea about keeping some sort of UCAP Award document. I jotted some notes down on a post-it note while I was listening to your booze. Maybe that's going to keep me from wandering too much and posting 7 3-minute booze of, you know, with one actual minute of real content in it. So, all right, let me address a couple of your points, and then at the end I want to kind of put the show in a little bit of context for overall why I like the show. I think this is something we never really discussed in the booze. Maybe we talked about it a little bit last year when everybody in film club was giving girls a chance. I just want to take a minute to put it into some context, especially now that my sister and her husband are listening to our booze, and she delights in texting me all the awkward things I say, which actually makes recording this even more awkward. So, okay. All right, still there, I think. So I'm just going to start where you started, how you say Dunham is at her best when she's being a comedian. And I don't disagree with that at all, actually. We've mentioned, and I've mentioned more specifically, that a lot of the scenes that I really like were when Dunham was being emotional. And we've talked about these scenes in the past, but I think she also does have a certain comedic skill to her. I don't think she quite has the same comedic timing as a lot of other shows, but I think a lot of her comedy also comes in those awkward moments, which she does extremely well. And of course, the other thing is there can be a lot of truth in comedy, and usually, especially for difficult truths or awkward truths, which, again, is kind of the show's bedrock, you're able to portray those through comedy in a more effective way. A lot of times if I'm laughing at something that's kind of a bad situation, it's easier to accept rather than, you know, just having that situation portrayed in a more vulnerable way, I guess. So the next thing you mentioned was you enjoyed the comfort zone mocking. You enjoyed the spirit behind the comfort zone scene. So, okay, actually, before I do this, I'm going to call back